This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to The Last Storm. My name is Mark and I'm back with Dave, and we're here to talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder. We want to talk a little bit more about the game against the Cavs and then a little bit about the upcoming game against the Mavs.
Absolutely, man. This game against the Cavs is going to be a fun one to look back at. I understand that we lost the game, but the reality is that this game is a good indication that this team is putting things together. We haven't had this happen to us a lot this year where we've had a double-digit lead. Teams come back and beat us. We usually are the ones that come back and beat us. So there's a lot to learn from this, and I'm sure the coaches and the players are going to be hitting the film room hard.
Absolutely, man. We played really, really good to build that lead. We got up by as much as 18, and it was just really good basketball to see. Really proud of the guys for getting to that point. But, you know, then the third quarter hit halfway through the third quarter, and things really started to unravel for us. It was interesting to see, you know, that final 1 minute of the third quarter, we were outscored by 9 points, 9-0. That's really difficult, you know. And when you're up 11, you know, with 2 minutes left in a quarter, and you go on the last 2 minutes without scoring, that type of stuff will happen. We were outscored 27-14 in the final 8 minutes of the third quarter. So that's a lot. If you give up 27 points in 8 minutes, you're going to be in trouble. And we found ourselves in that spot. But before that, outscored them 15-10 in the first part of the third quarter. So, it was a good third quarter for us until that point. And the first two quarters were really good. I mean, we were up by 10 at halftime, and there was just a number of things that we did really well, including shoot the ball well and get a lot of offensive rebounds. But things started unraveling, and a lot of that comes down to turnovers. We were giving up offensive rebounds, and we were giving them extra possessions, and then we were just having trouble. Like, it wasn't like, oh, the ball wasn't getting to SGA, or it wasn't like other guys were trying to do stuff. A lot of this was coming from our primary ball handlers, but we just weren't getting it done, and then we compounded that. And one of the things that we struggled with and consistently shot ourselves in the foot all night was our end of quarter situations. And it was, once again, something that we've been practicing, we've done really well at, but it was kind of like we would go for two for one and end up giving them three shots at the end, you know, and fouling them, consistently fouling them. And particularly that third quarter, we ended up in the final minute of that, we gave Garland an and one, with 52 seconds left, Mobley an and one with 26 seconds left, and then with 0.3 seconds left, we end up fouling Garland on a three for 3 points there. So they got 9 points, and five of them came from the free throw line.
Yeah, and as a team, though, we did a really great job holding these guys. If you look at offensive rebounds, they had 11. That's a lot, but we had 14. Three-point percentage, they only shot 25.7. We shot 37. Obviously, 37 is not that great, but we held them to 25.7. 46.0% from field goal range isn't something necessarily that's great either for them. So our defense did a great job. Unfortunately, we only shot 43.4. Free throws wise, they shot 72%, which is not very good. They missed seven. We shot 90.9. So we did everything we needed to do to win the game, except for that, like Mark said, that last minute in that third quarter, going into that fourth quarter, and you look at the game charts and you watch that quarter, you can just see it. It's obvious. Like, there was, I don't know, a minute, 2 minutes in that, 3 minutes into that fourth quarter that the lead switched, and it never got switched back around. It was pretty obvious that Cleveland was going to win at that point. They were stepping on our throats, and Cleveland's a very good team. If you look at them in the West, they have a pretty good schedule, a pretty good record, and they're continuing to get to be a playoff position team. So I don't know, man. I understand that people are going to be frustrated we lost to Cleveland, but the name shouldn't fool you. Obviously, with LeBron James leaving, they went down into the gutters, but they're starting to come out of the gutters and they're coming out strong. So this is not a horrible loss for us in any stretch of the imagination. It just has a nasty sting because we were up by so much with so little time left, and it just kind of imploded right in our faces. And, you know, like we had 29 points in that third quarter, and we had held them to 27 points in that third quarter, and then they just went on some crazy run. So obviously that's not what we would like to see, and that's just the way it goes. And I'm not necessarily sitting here pointing the finger at anybody, but looking at the way that this team played, we played really, really well up until the time that we got tired. And these are the moments that we miss having our bench, Kenny Hustle, some of these other guys that we typically lean on for that energy play when things aren't being scored and players aren't scoring and things aren't getting done properly. We lean on Kenny Williams and Kendrick Williams to do these things for us, and he wasn't there. Mike Muscala only got 8 minutes. So those played big parts in what happened last night.
Yeah, there was a definite issue with us in the third quarter and the fourth quarter, finding a way to get the ball in the basket. And you're right, we do lean on Kenny Williams. And to me, that was kind of the hallmark of the late part of the fourth quarter. And really where we gave up the lead was we were missing shots that we normally make, missing good shots, shots you work hard for, shots at the basket, you know, things that I wouldn't say are easy. You know, I don't want to act like, oh, we were missing easy shots, but we were missing contested shots that the Cavs made difficult, but we are used to making them. And that was a big hallmark of that game. And the other hallmark, and you got to give him credit, but Darius Garland is a closer. He's an excellent player. I had seen him play a number of times before, but he's on a great roll right now. And he has a really, really great feel for the game. He's an incredibly smooth player, finisher, shooter. He knows how to get to his spots. And the way that he's just playing really free. So that was something that was interesting to see. He definitely is at a very high level. I think he has the potential to be a great player in this league, and I don't just throw that word around, you know, but I would definitely say that SGA would be the player I want on my team. There's no doubt about that, but you have to look at it, and you have to, like, wonder how much of that would have had a difference. I mean, if there was no Darius Garland, or maybe say they had even Ricky Rubio, that might actually, or Rajon Rondo, that might actually hurt them, because Garland just is that smooth right now. He needs the ball in his hands and he plays so free. That's something that, you know, if we play them again, we got to figure out how to stop him. And I think that's going to go on Lu Dort, no doubt about that.
Yeah, you're right. And Lu Dort, we're going to be leaning on a lot for his defense. But, you know, Aaron Wiggins, we can lean on as well. Jeremiah Robinson Earl. You know, these all these guys that we can lean on for defense, because Sam Presti is drafting properly and our player development staff is doing a great job developing these young guys. So, you know, great job for these guys. You know, we got a big game tomorrow night against Dallas. They are 8 in the last 10 games. Really phenomenal job for them. If you look at where they were before they went on this run, 8 games, they were pretty much at 500. And now they're 24-19. They continue to do some great things right there. Luka obviously is doing great things, but Porzingis just came back from a 2-week hiatus from being injured. So obviously they've done this entire, you know, 8-10 record while Porzingis has been gone. So it's going to be interesting to see how the team is flowing. I think that there's a great opportunity for us tomorrow night. You know, hopefully Kendrick Williams will be back and Isaiah Roby will be back. So getting all these guys healthy and getting them ready to go is a key to making sure that we get some wins in the next few games.
Yeah, and the Mavericks just beat the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies had won 11 games in a row, which is a franchise record. They've put the whole NBA on notice. They're a really good team. And fortunately, after, you know, losing to them by, you know, a very, very difficult number, we were able to pay that and beat the Grizzlies. So, you know, I feel good about this team. We've got a long way to go. This last game against the Cavs, you know, even though it was, you know, incredibly difficult to lose that lead, looking back at the fourth quarter, we were back and forth all fourth quarter, and it was a really fun game. We, you know, were able to maintain or hold the lead all of the first three quarters, but even in the fourth quarter, they were never able to get the lead above 5. So we were in it, and we were tying it, and we were trying to fight for it, but we weren't able to get it done. But with 30 seconds left, you know, Moose knocked down a 3, and we were down by 1 point, and we had a chance to you know, run some stuff to try to improve our end-of-game execution. That's something we've talked a lot about And this is all important. You have to learn how to close these games. We're learning it. It's taking time, but we're getting better as we do that, and we're excited about that process. So we appreciate you guys continuing to join us, and we're going to be back tomorrow after the Mavs game. Thanks again, and as always, this episode was brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.